This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here. It's about 6:30 in the morning and I thought I've just cleaned the pool, so I thought I'd shoot a quick video. And what I wanted to talk about today was unique selling propositions. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is unique selling propositions are really critical. So for example, right now I'm working with a real estate agency, and that real estate agency, if you look at most real estate agencies, you think, oh, they're pretty much similar. But what makes this unique, this real estate agency unique, is that, you know, they are really good at selling properties in the city. So your business has to have something unique, because what clients are thinking when they're looking at buying from you is they're going, why should I choose this person over the competition? Why should I pay more for this service than this one? And you think about the way you buy, you're constantly weighing it up. You're going, oh, why should I buy this washing detergent over that washing detergent? Oh, that one's environmentally friendly. Oh, that one's, can do more washes, it's more concentrated, whatever it is. But in your mind, you're constantly weighing up, how do I get the best value? And because we've got that question, how do I get the best value? The unique selling proposition is really, really critical. So I want to just leave you with that today, and to really think, no matter what business you're in, how can you make your business unique? So for example, if you're in the cleaning business, could you be the only cleaner who cleans using environmentally friendly materials? Could you be the cleaner that actually gets in there and cleans the corners? Or what I would really look at doing before setting a unique selling proposition is look at what your prospects and customers' number one problems are. So if you can identify what their number one problems are by asking them, and you may find that, let's say in the cleaning industry, that the number one problem with commercial cleaners is you don't know if they've done their job, and there might be this little app you can use to really do to show them exactly, how the cleaning is tracking, for instance, and that gives you, a uniqueness. So there's many different ways, to be unique, to be reposition yourself. You could try, the best real estate agents at selling, properties that are worth $1 million or more. Or you could position yourself, as a real estate agency who sells properties faster, who shows you how to sell properties for more, for example. So it doesn't matter what business you're in, there's a way to come across as unique. But what you've got to find out is the biggest frustrations of your prospects and customers, what's important to them. And another thing I want you to keep in mind is look for industries. You can specialize by industry, so you can make yourself unique by industry. So you could look for industries which are really booming and you could specialize in them. So for example, the green industry is booming at the moment. So if you were, let's say, specializing as an accountant, you may say, well, I'll be an accountant who specializes in the solar industry, for example, and that's going to be a booming industry. Likewise with the baby boomers, there's more and more baby boomers these days. You could look at specializing in accounting for baby boomers. It's a booming industry. There's going to be more and more of it. If you're a financial planner, you could be a financial planner for baby boomers, for example, and you could specialize in that niche, cater to that niche, and really make yourself unique to that specific group of people. So there's a few thoughts on how to make yourself unique.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.